Okay, so we're continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Ksubos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. So we've been talking about Ksubos Bin Dichrin, but we said Ksubos Bin Dichrin is only collected if there's a regular Chalukas HaYerusha as well, if there's enough money to do a regular Chalukah of the Yerusha. So Hayisham Nechasim Karatli, if there were properties that were expected to become their father's, meaning he was owed money, but he hadn't yet been paid yet. So Nechasim Biratli, it was Nechasim that was Ratli to come to him, but he didn't own these properties yet. They're not considered to be already in his possession, and therefore they don't count toward the extra dinar that you need in order to be able to have a regular Yerusha. Rabbi Shimon Omer, even if there's property in the estate worth more than that extra dinar, but it's only metaltalin, we don't even count metaltalin toward the cheshbon. The only way we're going to be able to pay off the Ksubos Bin Dichrin is if there's enough karka to pay both Ksubos Bin Dichrins plus an extra dina that we're able to do a regular Chalukah Seyirusha with. Now, the Mishnah then says, if a guy was married to three wives and then he died, Ksubos Shalzu Mana Vishalzu Masayim Vishalzu Shalosh Meos. One's Ksubos worth 100 zuz, one is worth 200 zuz, and one is worth 300 zuz. Vein Shamel Mana, but he only has 100 zuz worth of property. So Cholkos Peshava, everyone gets 33 1/3. Hayusha Masayim, if there were 200 zuz and the wife that was owed 200 zuz said to the wife that was owed 100 zuz, I won't argue with you over the first 100 zuz, and your share in that 100 zuz is not going to be reduced because of me. So then the halacha is shalmana notelus chamishim, the one who's owed 100 zuz gets 50, shal masayim shal shalosh meos shlosha shlosha shal zahav, and the other two get 75 zuz each. Now hayusham shalosh meos, if there was 300 zuz and the wife that was owed the 300 zuz said to the other two wives, I'm not going to contest either of you over the first 100 zuz, so then shalmana notelus chamishim, the one who's owed 100 zuz gets 50. Vishal Masayim Mana, the one who's owed 200 zuz gets 100. Vishal Shalosh Meos, Shisha Shal Zav, and the one that's owed 300 zuz gets 150. Now, V'chein Shalosha Shitil Lekis, if you have three people put money into a fund in order to buy merchandise, but they each contributed different amounts of money, Pachzu Osiru, if the value of that money went up or went down, Kachin Cholkin, that's the way they divide it. They divide the loss or gain according to the amount of money each one put in, instead of everyone just taking an equal share of it. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we said that if the husband's estate included money owed to him that he did not yet have, so that doesn't count toward the Mosar Dinar that you need in order to do Ksubos Bin Dichrin. Rabbi Shimon says, even if there was Metaltalin, it doesn't count. You need to have enough Karka to pay off the Ksubos Bin Dichrin and still have a Mosar Dinar. Mishnah Dalet, we said, if a guy was married to three wives and he died, and one of them had a ksuba of 100, one of them had a ksuba of 200, one of them had a ksuba of 300, but there's only $100 in the estate, so everyone gets 33 1/3. If there was $200 in the estate, the woman that was owed 100 gets 50, and the other two each get 75. If there was $300 in the estate, the woman that was owed 100 gets 50, the woman that was owed 200 gets 100, and the woman that was owed 300 gets 150. And the same is true when three people put money into an investment and it goes up or down, they divide along the same lines. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Perek Yud, Mishnayos, Hey, and Vav.